God, what a fucking day. First, my alarm didn't go off, so I was late to classes. Then, trying to get home, my car wouldn't start, so I had to beg for help from a stranger. Ugh! Just want to get home, sit on the couch, and not be a person for the night. Hey, I'm home. I know I'm a little late. It's been a day. God, where are you? Doesn't smell like someone's cooking. It's way too strong for that. A little too sweet too. Kind of hints of. Hey, are you home? I see your shoes by the door. Are you okay? Don't tell me. I thought it wasn't for another few weeks. Fuck. I had arranged for a stay with some friends that you could have the house alone. I'm heading towards your room. Don't be alarmed. It's just me, Gia. You know me. We've been roommates for a few months now. You warned me of your upcoming heat, and I arranged for a place to stay. I don't know if you remember. I didn't think it was going to come this early. I thought you would have warned me. But I'm just going to check in on you, okay? Can I come in? Hey there.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't think I ever smelled an Omega this strong before. Shit, it's really potent. Like it's cocooning around me and assaulting my sense of smell. And wow, you are just everywhere, Omega. What's going on? Are you all right? I can see that you're in heat. If the smell wasn't obvious, the mess of a nest you're rutting in tells me everything that I need to know. I think that might be my sweatshirt, some of my pajamas. Is that one of my dresses? Oh, it's really bad, isn't it? You were just fine this morning, and the calendar says you're due in 2 weeks. What happened? Sorry, I wasn't listening. I just, are those my panties that you've been sniffing? Have they been helping? No, I'm not mad. I promise, I'm not mad at you. I wish you would have texted me what was happening so I didn't walk in on this. You smell really fucking good, and I'm gonna be honest, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to hold back with you smelling like this. You know what the smell of an Omega in heat does to an Alpha, especially one that you've spent a lot of time with. And your sin, it's one of the strongest I've ever had. Oh, it's absolutely intoxicating, little O. I can't describe it. It's sweet, but kind of neutral at the same time. Amber takes over most of it with an underlying of something like mahogany, maybe? I can't exactly tell, but it's drawing me in. I can't stop smelling it. I heard that noise. That little whimper as you watch me scenting the air. Your naked, sweaty body can't help itself as your hips buck in the air, trying to get you to flare your pheromones more. You're trying to attract a mate, and I'm the nearest alpha. You're wanting my help, aren't you? Watching you nod your head as you slide off the bed and get to your knees. You make your way over to me, trying to look every part the submissive Omega. You even keep your eyes downcast. More of your scent fills the air as you wrap yourself around my leg. I guess my dirty clothes were doing it for you. You needed to smell me up close. It's okay, little O. No reason to be nervous about this. I'll help you. I don't trust calling a heat relief service. Not when your brain has decided that it wants me instead. Any other alpha just isn't going to smell as good, which means you won't want them as much. Meaning that you won't get the help that you need. You want me and only me, don't you? A breathy yes escapes as you look up at me, pressing yourself harder. All wet and leaking, making a mess over my boots. Just look at you. No shame, no dignity, just an Omega in heat, desperately wanting some sort of relief, right? With the smells you're putting out, I would think you're in the middle of it. Not day one. Jesus. Can only imagine how much stronger this is going to get. I feel like it might be cruel and unusual punishment to deny you now. Why don't you start grinding against my boot, Omega? It'll help to take the edge off, won't it? Oh, you were waiting for that, weren't you? Such a sweet Omega, listening to your alpha, waiting for permission before moving. Just starting to get your slick all over me, and it's getting even stronger. How many pheromones do you have, little one? I don't think I've ever met an Omega like you before. I mean, when I opened the door, just one sniff was enough to get my cock hard. The more I smell you, the more my knot pulses in need. Oh, fucking Christ. You're driving me crazy, Omega. Better watch yourself. Don't want to bite off more than you can chew, right? Little glint in your eyes as you continue to grind against my boots. Just a few swipes and it's already feeling better than your hand, huh? Spent all afternoon trying to take care of yourself, trying to get an orgasm, but it just didn't happen, did it? Didn't look like you were able to come. Certainly doesn't smell like it either. Need a nod in order to release, huh? Poor little O. No wonder you're so desperate. You've been on edge for hours, practically losing your mind. Now that you're finally getting the relief you need, and you can feel some form of clarity as your pleasure builds, it's almost too much. Keep your eyes on me, little O. This is what you've been wanting all day long. There's nothing else that needs your attention like this. Focus on yourself, on getting yourself off. You can't help how much wetter you get. Your heat is finally being satiated by an alpha, so it responds by getting you wetter. Pumping more of your scent into the air in an attempt to get me to breed you. So delicious. I bet you were fucking yourself while in presentation all day long. Just hoping for me to come home and see you like that, huh? Face down, ass up, whole spread and leaking your slick. Can only imagine how obscene you looked, Omega. Guess I don't have to imagine it for too much longer, since that is where this is headed. No way you're going to be able to come from just my boots alone. If you weren't able to get released from your own hand or your own toys, it seems your body will only settle for the real thing. You need an alpha's not pumping, you fool, don't you? It's like a bomb for that ache deep inside you. The very thing that won't go away. It's the one thing you know you need more than anything else. You keep rocking your hips, fucking yourself against my boot because it means you're closer to getting my knot, right? Can't tear your eyes off of the heavy bulge in my pants. It's all because of you, little O. You like seeing what your scent does to me, don't you? Making Alpha all hard? Going to take responsibility for it, right? Such a good Omega. So naturally submissive. I wonder if that has anything to do with why your scent is so damn strong. Letting the amber scent fill my nose. You keep pumping your pheromones into the air as you chase your own pleasure. You know it's a futile task, but you do it anyway because it's the only thing making you feel good. Even just grinding against me is enough to make the world come back into focus. Whimpering and moaning, you just keep asking for more. Begging for something to be stuffed inside your needy hole. All empty and achy. Do you want Alpha inside you, little O? Then beg for it. Beg for my cock while you fuck yourself against my pretty boots, Omega. Keep going. I'm not sure if you want it that bad. A little bit more. Come on. Very good. I want you on the bed, Omega. You sound as desperate as you look. Finally. Ugh, so quick with your actions. You almost trip as you climb back into your nest. That's not proper presentation for an alpha now, is it? There you go. Getting into proper presentation. Your face is shoved into the pillows as you stick your ass out. Can see how wet you are. How much of a mess you've made of yourself. Dripping slick everywhere. You can feel it on your thighs. You shiver in anticipation, almost melting into my touch as my hands caress your skin, gliding over your ass and over your thighs. You can feel your inner Omega practically purring. Normally, when I'm with an Omega, I like to take my time. I like to make them feel really special, you know? But I don't really think I have to worry about that this time, do I? Nodding your head no. You can't your hips up, trying to grind them against me. I take the hint, taking myself out of my pants. They've been rubbing against the lace of my panties for the last few minutes, only getting my knot more excited to be inside you. You won't be happy until you feel it pulsing, pumping, you fool, huh? Oh, I've got what you need, little O. Don't you worry. Alpha's going to take care of you. Give you everything that you've been needing all afternoon. All you have to do is tell me where you want my cock, Omega.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I can do that for you.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn. You're so tight, Omega. I wasn't expecting this. Would have thought after an afternoon of fucking yourself stupid that you would be a little loose. I guess none of those fake knots satisfied you. You were waiting for the real thing. Ugh, you knew all you had to do was wait until your roommate got home. Because I'll take care of you. No Alpha can resist an Omega in heat like this. Not to mention, your nest was made of my items? Oh, fuck Christ. Oh, guess I'm not excited just thinking about you touching yourself. Smelling my panties because it's the closest you could get to my cock. I'm imagining you riding against the bed, taking a deep inhale, whining for your Alpha. Oh, you needed your Alpha roommate so badly. You couldn't settle for something less. You've gotten spoiled, huh? What was left on my panties simply wasn't strong enough for your instincts. But it's okay, little O. I've got you now. Don't have to settle for the cheap imitation of silicone. Don't have to use old, dirty, faded scents. You have the real thing behind you. You get a real cock with a real knot that's going to pump you full of cum you're so desperate for. Won't be happy until your hole is nursing my knot of every ounce, right? Can only imagine how good it's going to feel once you finally get your orgasm. The very thing you've been chasing all afternoon. Your body's been holding out, waiting for an Alpha, waiting to give your mate what they need. You don't have a mate, but you do have a roommate who's definitely willing to play the parts. Let's face it, that's good enough for your instincts. Presenting yourself so perfectly for Alpha. Your hands move backwards to spread your cheeks apart, giving me a better view. Oh, should see how your hole swallows me. Every inch disappears so easily inside you. Oh, you take it so well. Clenching around the length, trying to keep what you can inside. Your instincts are settling down because your body is getting what it needs. The more I thrust into you, the better you feel. Oh, so lost to your own heat. The only thing you care about is getting Alpha's knot inside your needy little hole, huh? You need that fresh load so badly. You're starting to work your hips backwards. Throwing yourself on me. Fuck. Oh, I didn't realize you could do that. Working with me. Oh, that's a good Omega. Never had one like this before. Working my cock. Matching my thrust so you feel it deeper. What a good little O you're being. That's it. Blindly chasing your own pleasure. You tighten yourself around me again. Trying to make the knot pop faster. Oh, I wish I was as close as you, don't you? But you wish a lot of things, Omega. Don't worry, you'll get them. Just gotta work for them. Gotta make me come, right? not going to be able to fill you up if I don't feel good. I want to feel my not stretching you out, giving you everything that you need. Oh, it's okay. Oh, I've got you. Alpha's right here. Yes, she is. Every thrust has you inching closer to your own release, doesn't it? Slamming yourself backwards while you moan out your yes. It's not enough yet. Blindly chasing your own need. You feel good, but it's not enough. You need more, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Of course you do. An Omega like you needs everything an Alpha has. Can tell from how strong your scent is. You need a bit more than the average Omega, but that's okay. I can do that. I'm actually happy I don't have to hold myself back. Oh, fuck. Oh. Watching your ass jiggle as you tighten around me. You only rock yourself backwards harder, trying to get my knot to pop quicker. Oh, such an insatiable Omega. That's what I've been hoping for. And this is what Alpha wants to see. Moaning so loud, you don't care who hears. Not anymore. You're too far gone to your own heat. If the neighbors outside or the cars passing by here, who fucking cares? Not you. You're an Omega finally getting what you need. You couldn't be happier. Your hands stay behind, keeping your cheeks spread despite how hard it's getting. You just want to be good for Alpha as you slam yourself back on my cock, taking all 7 inches deeper. Yeah, that's right. Oh, your hole takes it so easily, tight and warm. Only getting wetter the better you feel. You're like a goddamn dream, little O. Oh, you're starting to memorize how every vein feels, aren't you? Oh, I didn't quite hear you, little O. Face buried in the pillow. Those were more sounds than words. I think you're going to have to try again. Are you starting to memorize every vein on my cock, Omega? One more time, come on. You almost got it. You're supposed to say yes, Alpha, understand? There you are. Oh, that's so good. Now I'm going to ask the question one more time. Are you starting to memorize every vein on my cock, little O? There you go. That's my good Omega, yes. Listening so well, actually learning. I didn't know you were capable of that like this. So far gone to your own pleasure, letting heat take complete control. Oh, desperate for that release you've been denied all evening. The heat curls in your guts, your orgasm getting closer. Hold tight and says you feel my not pulse this time. Do you have any idea what that could mean, Omega? The knot is getting bigger inside you. So focused on yourself, on how my cock felt brushing against that special spot, you didn't even notice the stretch. Oh, that's it. I wish you could see what I'm seeing right now. Oh, open up so beautifully for me. Yes, that's my Omega. You can do it. Just gotta earn it. Such a sexy sight, watching you fall apart. Your words turn to noises as your head is buried in the pillow. Every inch feels that good. Almost too good. You're teetering on edge, waiting for permission to come. As it swells inside you, it gets harder to ignore. Fuck. I don't think. I'm not gonna last much longer. You're gonna come with me like a proper Omega, aren't you? I know you want to. Come on, you can do it. Oh, make me proud. Let go and come with love. That's it. Yeah. Oh, such a big orgasm for you. Oh, that's it. It's okay. Keep breathing. Yes. Oh. You did such a good job. Let it all out. Yeah. Such a messy little Omega. Are you feeling better now that the edge has been taken off? There's that pretty voice. No longer fucked out. You can make words again, huh? Now, as much as I adore your whimpers and whines, you gotta get better at using your words. I can read your body language and I can take a guess from the enthusiastic sounds that you were making, but gotta be able to tell me what you're wanting. I'm not a mind reader. It took us 3 tries to get you to respond to me properly. I've been with Omegas before. I've been with Omegas in a heap before. But I've never experienced anything like that. Despite being in heat, they usually keep some semblance of composure, letting the Alpha do what she needs to do to help them through the heat. But you, you decided to take matters into your own hands. Despite being in the proper presentation position, you were the one fucking me back, trying to get it deeper, to take it further. Now, I'm not upset with this. I thought it was wonderful. You enjoyed yourself, didn't you? And you want me to keep helping you through your heat, right? Then you need to be honest with me and tell me why you act like this. I don't want to only hear noises, Omega, so we have to communicate clearly on this. Do you have some sort of condition or something? Extreme heat syndrome. You know, I've never actually heard of that. How long have you had the diagnosis? Since you presented. That's a really long time. Have you ever met another Omega with it? Okay, so, not to sound ignorant or anything, but is it rare? I'm sorry, little O. I had no idea. I didn't even know that was a thing that could happen. I am so sorry. That's gotta be really tough. Are you always like this in heat? God damn. For a normal Omega, heats are brutal. I can't imagine going through this every single time. You poor thing. Good thing Alpha's here to make everything better. Switching the two of us. Ugh. You're turned on your side and brought against me like a little spoon. My breath against your neck. My voice in your ear. It's okay because you're not alone now. You don't have to deal with this by yourself. I'll help you through it. I've proved that I can take care of you, right? I think I can handle you, little O. I'll let you know if I start to doubt myself, but I think I can handle an Omega like you. If anything, gives me an excuse to spend more time with you. I'm sorry you haven't had an alpha treat you like a person before. They probably just saw you as some quick fuck and didn't realize how much effort it takes to keep up with you. And it's going to be okay, Omega, because I'm here now. I'll take care of you. Whatever you need, little O, Alpha has you. You did so good for me. Took my not so well. Even now, you're keeping it nice and warm inside you. The cum helps quiet the need, allowing you to think without all the background noise. Once my knot goes down, I'll carry you to the bathroom and clean the both of us up. Someone just had to go and make a mess when there was no alpha around, huh? Oh, I'm not upset with you, Omega. I'll draw a nice warm bath, put in one of the new bath bombs I got, light a few candles, and put the towels in the dryer so they're warm and fluffy for us by the time we get out. How does that sound? I thought you would like that. You're okay now. You don't have to worry about anything when you're in heat. Anything you were concerned about is my problem now. Your only job is to make it through your heat in one piece. Which is going to be easy because I'm here. You won't be left alone unless you want to be. Because I am here now, Omega. You won't ever have to be alone. You're okay. You're safe. You don't have to worry if you're going to get relief or if I'm going to freak out. All of that's over now. You're going to be okay. We just have to work through this heat together, right? That's my little O. I'll make sure to shoot my boss a text in a bit, just letting her know I can't come in for the rest of the week. You are my number one priority, Omega. Oh, this is gonna be so much fun.